Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions that your former players have brought up. Former teammates. Okay, I'll start off. Some of them are going to be comments, just some of them, some will be questions. Okay. So, Dave Fries Lovin, what made you such a good hitter?
Pete Rose, I tell you, I was a better hitter than him. When Pete Rose was playing third base, when I come up, him and I played a little games with each other. If I moved him over this way, I'd try to hit the ball down the line. And if he moved down the line, I'd hit the ball in the hole. So the elimination of hitting the ball was already eliminated. It wasn't about hitting the ball. Mm-hmm. It was about getting a pitch in a certain place to hit it where I wanted to hit it. How many major leaguers can do that?
No.
See what I'm trying to say?
Right.
It's like my concentration was to a point that I could go from one level to another level. Mm-hmm. And I learned how, this is very important, and I bet you've never heard this before. I relaxed as much as I could relax before I got into the batter's box. Once I got into the batter's box, then I turned it on, as you say. Then my concentration changed. My perspective changed, of everything changed. In other words, I zoned in then on the pitcher. Mm-hmm. But before that, I relaxed. Now, next game you go to, watch these guys. You're like this. You know, they're fixing their
gloves. Oh my gosh.
Jed Jerko walks out of the batter's box every time, undoes each glove, in spite of the fact he has not swung at a pitch.
You know what that does? Breaks your concentration. I don't give a shit what he wants to tell me. That breaks your concentration. When you're going to have to concentrate, you need to zone in. And if you got all this other bullshit that you're going mm-hmm. through, that's exactly what you're thinking about. He ain't you zoning in. You're not zoning mm-hmm. in on what you need to do. See what I'm saying? Here's what I could do. I could get into the batter's box, and I could talk to the catcher and the umpire. My head would be looking at the pitcher, but I could talk to the catcher and the umpire before he released the ball. But now my body wasn't doing anything. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Right.
My body was very still, because I was relaxing before I got to the point of zoning in. And again, if you zone in too quick, you get too tensed, you're too tight. Mm-hmm. You gotta know exactly when to zone in. Tony, you never did see Tony Gwynn going through all this other
no.
shit. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see Pete Rose doing all that shit?
Mm-mm. No.
Did you ever see any of all the Hall of Famers doing all this shit?
Nope.
Did you ever see any of the Hall of Famers picking their leg up and all this shit? Did you ever see any of the Hall of Famers with their bats way back here like this?
Oh, good grief.
No. It ain't that easy. See, it's not that easy. To me, hitting, you got to break hitting down where it's very simple. You got to break hitting down to where it's so simple you don't have to worry about anything except hand and eye coordination and hitting the ball. Mm-hmm. If you're worried about that bat here and you got to get that sucker around, you got a problem. Mm-hmm. If you're worried about where your feet is, if you're picking this up and laying it down, you got a problem, because that's going to break your concentration. But the guys, they won't listen to that anymore. I'm telling you stuff that all the batting coaches tell them. I know they tell them that, but it don't make any difference. They want to do it their way. When you're making that kind of money, you don't listen to anybody. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take his money. It's guaranteed. They sent him to AAA, but he knew he wasn't going to be there long.
Yeah.
They're not going to do nothing to him. They're not going to find him. They're not going to set him on the bench. He's making too much money. And he doesn't care anymore. If he cared, he would change all this bullshit. I never went in a slump. A slump was unknown to me. I never went in a slump. I knew how to get myself out of a slump, which was you hit the ball the opposite field.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you do. It makes you wait on the ball. What was Tony Gwynn's one thing he always talked about? Tony Gwynn's whole thing was you got to wait on the ball, wait on the ball, wait on the ball, hit the ball on the back of his thing, hit the ball on the back of his thing. Now, why did he say that? Tony Gwynn said that because Tony Gwynn's theory was, and all the great theories of hitting is, you hit the ball back here, because you can always hit the fastball back here. When they throw you the breaking ball, the curveball, slider, you hit that here because you're already back here. And then you're right in the time zone when they throw you the breaking pitch because of the speed. You're talking speed of the ball. Now, does that make sense?
It does.
Yes.
That's the only thing you got to worry about in hitting. That's how simple hitting is. That is how simple. But when you got a second baseman, they can't hit the ball out here. His whole thinking is I got to hit the ball out here because I can't hit that ball back here. He can't hit that ball back here. So everything he hits is here. So all you do is throw him here. So then what does he do? He hits it to the second baseman's shortstop by doing this, swiping it, coming around it. And all he does, he hits it real hard now to the second baseman and shortstop. It's just that simple, guys. It's hitting is not, you don't have to be a genius to hit. But you've got to do the same thing consistently. And again, with me, it was that concentration, zoning in. You got to know when to zone in and not zone in. You got to be relaxed. But to do that, you got to have confidence. If you're not confident, you're going to do something. That's why you're out there doing this shit and all this here, and you're moving around like a worm, because you're not really comfortable. That's another thing. Watch these guys when they get out in the batter's box. See if they're like this. See if they're on the balls of their feet. See, you know why you got to be on the balls of your feet? So when you strive here and you're fooled, and pick that ball fools you, you can still adjust.
Right.
But if you do this, I hit nothing on it except the balls of his feet.
Yeah, and it would show. I can always picture that.
How many guys on the Padres team tries to hit like Tony Gwynn?